Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker's reforecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are we doing?
Doing fine.
Good, good. Yeah,
looking forward to maybe some more rain in the forecast.
Yeah, some more improvements to, those Cheney Lake levels coming up here pretty soon. Now, in the meantime, things are going to be dry throughout much of our Thursday. We only have a 10% chance of rain. You will notice more cloud cover, those smoke signals, so to say, to our next system moving in. Jumping up to a 40% chance of rain tonight after we see a cool high of 58. Dropping down to 45 as that rainfall gradually moves in. That's going to lead to a likelihood of showers and thunderstorms all day long Friday. There will be some breaks in the rain, but I see a similar setup and scenario compared to that soaker that we had last Saturday. So Friday going to be very similar to that. High of 54 degrees, cooling off a few degrees compared to what we'll get up to today. Showers and thunderstorms going to last throughout much of our Friday night. By the time we get into Saturday, small chance that there's maybe a leftover shower or two, but much drier by the time we get into the afternoon and should be completely dry by Saturday evening. High of 59 degrees. Temperatures starting to rebound as we dry out. Sunshine, high of 64 degrees on Sunday. And then Monday, mild start to the new week with a high of 66. It does look like around the middle of next week, there may be another system that swings through. Right now, we're just going with a 10% chance of showers next Tuesday. Now, anything that does swing through as far as moisture goes, the early to middle part of next week, it looks like it's going to be a quick mover. So therefore, any moisture early next week, middle of next week, not going to be as significant as what we've recently seen. 62 degrees, partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, and then a week from now, next Thursday, 59 and sunny, pretty quiet. Right now, we're at 45 degrees, just some cloud, a little bit of cloud cover currently with a northeast breeze at 14 miles an hour.
Ted's telling us that football games scheduled for tomorrow night, they're bumping them up to tonight around the area because they're anticipating that rainy weather.
Yeah, and not so much for the fact that we're expecting stronger storms, because that's not the case. So far, we're still not expecting any severe weather. It's just the fact that there's going to be, just constant rainfall out there. We remember how things played out last Saturday. I didn't want to go outside, and it was a Saturday. But that's just how it's going to be tomorrow as far as, just another soaker on the way. But, Steve, Ted, at the end of the day, we do need the moisture, too.
You sure do. All right. Thank you there, Ron. We appreciate it. KSN Storm Tracker 3 Forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. We are Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We're November 7th, and yesterday's high 64 degrees, normal high 61. And it was on this date, the 7th of November in 2011, a jury in Los Angeles convicted Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, of involuntary manslaughter for supplying a powerful anesthetic implicated in the entertainer's 2009 death. Murray was sentenced to 4 years in prison. He served 2 years and was released in October of 2013. Birthday today.
So we've seen that kind of thing with Michael Jackson, Prince, Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
These medical personnel supply these people with insane drugs and kills them.
Time for Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. How did we get the Fed, Don?
Well, good morning,
Steve. Santa Claus brought it to us.
Yeah, that's it. You might find this interesting. Most of the time, the Federal Reserve is one of the most, it's one of those government agencies that exists sort of in the background. But when there's an economic event that threatens the financial stability of the United States, the Fed steps in and takes actions to try to right the ship. The Federal Reserve, or the Fed, was born out of crisis. The Bankers' Panic of 1907 was a banking and stock market breakdown that preceded the creation of the Federal Reserve System. A group of businessmen attempted to manipulate the stock price of a mining company called United Copper. The group had financed their holdings in United Copper on margin. That means that they borrowed the money from brokers who held the shares as collateral. Now, the stock price dipped, which meant the investors were compelled to cover those losses by injecting more capital, which they didn't have. They devised a plan that initially drove up the price, but it crashed the market. And what happened was financial papers covered that saga, which fueled the distrust over other banking interests that those investors had. And they were really not in jeopardy, but they, the frenzy got people all lathered up about it. Those banks failed and created a domino effect and other banks and stock holdings. The United Copper scheme sparked panic because the financial system was becoming very complex and had very little regulation. Shared financial interests across financial institutions caused liquidity problems. 6 years after the United Copper crash, the Federal Reserve Act was signed into law. It established the Fed and gave it the authority to supervise banks and manage money supply. The Federal Reserve System performs several functions that include ensuring financial stability, developing monetary policy, regulating and supervising banks, payment systems, and serving consumers. They do this through a board of governors in D.C. and 12 Federal Reserve banks across the nation, and they are, at least for now, independent, and that's the way they should stay. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
I'm not sure how it works, but I understand that the Fed is going to lower the interest rate again.
November 11th, they're November probably going to drop it at least a quarter of a point. I doubt if it'll go a half, but probably a quarter.
When you say they do that, how do they do that? Do they just arbitrarily say you can't do more than this?
They control the money supply that banks borrow overnight.
Okay.
You know, just for temporary things. And so when they control that, they have the ability to say, well, we want it to be 5% or 3% or 6% or whatever.
So the crucial part of what you told us is it needs to be independent.
It needs to remain independent. You get politicians in there, and it's going to be a show.
So when you talk about trying to control inflation, you're talking about an independent board that no president is responsible for.
You're completely right. They are responsible for assigning who is the Fed. I mean, they put the person in office.
Somebody has put there, yeah.
And actually, one party may put somebody in, and the other party may say that person's doing fine, just leave them alone. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes other ones will put it in, but I don't know of any real time that I've seen where the Fed has somebody's tried to manipulate it.
And I saw some video of one of the candidates. I'm not going to say who was talking about eliminating layers of people at these departments in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what you know, but the civil service law is pretty tough.
I mean, I don't like government intervention any more than anybody, but I don't want politicians running it.
Okay. All right.
Because then they're going to do it for their own interests.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, what a market yesterday. Up 1,500 points on the Dow.
Yep.
We'll see what happens this morning.
That was a nice little sugar high, you know?
Maybe it'll go back down.
I mean, when you think about it, no president gets everything they promise done. As a matter of fact, they probably get about 30% of what they say they're going to do done. So yesterday was totally a sugar high. And I'm pretty sure it's going to level back out pretty soon, or it's not going to rise as quickly, because those things have to happen, and it's Congress that does that.
Yeah. So don't go out and get drunk on that.
I wouldn't, although, you know, if you were looking to sell something at a high, yesterday would have been a day to do it, perhaps. You know?
Today is, I even hate to bring this up, because today is National Men Make Dinner Day.
I do it every night.
If you three guys don't make your own dinners.
Yeah.
And I make my own Shelly's and mine about half the time now. So
I love to cook. Man, I tell you, it's so much fun just exploring different things. And
yeah.
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 How to open up a different can of, you know.
I'm the same way. Whether I'm going to get that Salisbury steak TV dinner.
What are the
turkey and dressing?
What were those frozen pucks of meat that had the little butter square pushed in there, the cube steaks, was it called?
Ooh, I don't remember.
That wasn't a steak. That was a piece of hamburger flattened out and pucked.
But I'm like you. There's a fun. If you got a recipe you're working on, well, it could be fun. It doesn't matter if you're a male or female, for crying out loud.
I'll tell you, last couple of years, I've been making a sauce out of anything. Really? You fry anything, and then you pour a little wine in there to deglaze the plant, and then pour some cream in there, and damn, you pour it over a top, and it's great.
You got a little wine, a little cream.
And yeah, learn that in France.
Okay, so National Men Make Dinner Day, but we kind of do that. You guys do it every day, so there you go.
So that's a very sexist day.
It is. Terribly sexist.
I think if you dig up the history of that, it probably was done in like the 50s.
Yeah. It's just hanging on. All right.